more minutes, I want to share with you some ideas on the Bein HaMitzarim. A couple of ideas on the Bein HaMitzarim. Let's start. Shavuos HaMitzarim is coming around in Mirat Hashem on Shabbos. Great Shabbos is Shavuos HaMitzarim, the 70th of Tammuz. What happened on Shavuos HaMitzarim? The walls of Yerushalayim were breached after a 2.5 year siege. That's certainly the case with regard to the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni, it was not 2.5 years, it was less. It's not exactly clear when the siege started. At the time of the Bayis Sheni, it's not clear. I don't know if we even have a date. And it's not clear how long it lasted, but that's for certain that the walls were breached and on the 17th day of Tammuz, and it took 3 weeks, 21 days, for the enemy, Nebuchadnezzar and his army, to penetrate, to make his way all the way into the Beis HaMikdash, and he entered into the Beis HaMikdash on the 7th day of Av. That is why many people, on the 7th day of Av, there's a new level of mourning. The mourning goes up one notch on the 7th day of Av. That's when the enemy, Titois, took control, seized, had full reign over the Har HaBayis and the Beis HaMikdash, and they decided what to do. Titois was the second Beis HaMikdash, was the seventh day. The Bayis Rishon also, I'm not certain about the Bayis Rishon, but Titus entered in on the second day. Titus, the Bayis Sheni, had control on the seventh day. And they spent a whole day looting the Beis HaMikdash, taking out all of the valuable things. And then on the evening of the ninth day, they torched, they incinerated, they began to burn the Beis HaMikdash, and it burned all the way until the afternoon of the 10th, the night of Tisha B'Av, the entire Tisha B'Av, the night of the 10th, until Chatzos, the fire burnt for a day and a half, all the way from night, and that's why we observe the Avelis until the midday on the 10th day. Okay. Now, let's go back to Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Chazal tell us that five terrible tragedies took place on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Number one, the walls were breached, both the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Number two, the Tamid was bottled. Now, what does it mean the Tamid was bottled? This Luchari, they're referring to the time of the Bayis, I'm not even sure which Bayis, Bayis Rishon, I think. It wasn't both.
Why?
Because it just didn't happen. It's not recorded what happened in the Bayis Sheni. I believe when it says the Talmud was bottled, referring to the Bayis Rishon. And the Bayis Rishon, there was a siege. And when there was a siege, there was very little food, very little resources, yet they still were able to offer a carbon Talmud every single day. And Shavuos HaBetamiz was the time when they were no longer able to offer the carbon tamid. Question: why only the carbon tamid? L'chayra, why do we mourn that the carbon tamid came to an end? What about the carbon chatos? What about an oila? What about a shlamim?
They didn't have any.
They anyway weren't offering. You suggest they anyway were not offering these korbanos. So let's figure out when was the last time. Let's figure out when was the last time they offered a carbon chatos. How come Chazal only go out of the way to emphasize the last carbon tamid? Every carbon has value. There's a chatos, there's an oila, there's a shlamim, there are musafim.
Sibur. That was not a carbon sibur.
Okay, you can give many answers. Sometimes the answer is better than the question. There are many answers, it's true. Okay, but keep the thought in mind. The answer. What? Rosh Chodesh, you bring a carbon musaf, Shabbos, there are different types of korbanos. Ketores. What was the last ketores that was offered? Why do Chazal only highlight the last carbon tamid? What about the last time they lit the neiros of the menorah? The last time they brought the ketores? The last Yom Kippur? The last... No. The last time they offered the carbon tamid. So maybe you'll tell me everything was already bottled. Everything already stopped long ago. It was the last holdout. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. It's a question. You can give many answers. I'm going to tell you another answer, which sometimes the answer is even better than the question. 99% of the time, it's the question is better than the answer. But in this case, I'm going to try to show you from Rav Moshe Shapiro, who asked this question and gives an answer. His answer is so good, it's better than the question. What was the third thing which happened? Aspasianus burnt a Sefer Torah. Okay, he took a Sefer Torah. Who was Aspasianus? It's not so clear who he was, who we're referring to. L'chore, it was the Bayis Sheni. It was the time of the Yevonim, during the Chanukah Tekufa. 200 years into the Bayis Sheni, he took a Sefer Torah and he burnt publicly a Sefer Torah, the first book burning. Okay, what happened on Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas was nothing new. The first time a book was burned was Aspasianus, he burned the Sefer Torah. Some want to say it was during the time of the Bayis Rishon. It's a Chiddush, it says such thing. But the next thing it says in Chazal, they brought a Tzelem into the Heichal. Who brought the Tzelem? Which Shamitz Machlekes in the Mefarshim, when it says that on Shavuos Matam was a Tzelem, an idol, was brought into the Heichal. Does this take place during the time of the Bayis Rishon? And this is what it says in the Pasuk in Melachim, it was done by Menashe. Menashe was the one who was the first one to put an Avodah Zarah in the Heichal itself. His predecessors only had chutzpah to put Avodah Zarah in the Azarah, but not to actually put an Avodah Zarah in the Heichal itself. And so is that what we're referring to? Or are we referring to it was done during the time of the Bayis Sheni? Okay, it's Machlokes in the Mefarshim, but which Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni? So let's review. Let's review the five things that happened. The last thing I forgot to mention is the luchos were shattered. The luchos were shattered. Luchos were shattered. The walls of that's the Moshe Rabbeinu, going back ancient times. Moshe Rabbeinu. The walls were breached. Machlokes, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, both, whatever it is, the walls were breached. Number three, Aspasianus, he burnt the Sefer Torah. Number four, a Tzelem was brought into the walls and into the Heichel. Avodazor was put into the Heichel, a chutzpah to bring into the Heichel. And number five, and the bottle hatamid. Five different events happened on Shavuos v'Tamis. What is the chut, the common denominator of these five? Very, very hard to find the common thread that goes down the line of all of these things. And that's why we need a great person. It's a real rachmanis that he died so young, so suddenly. Rav Moshe Shapiro, one of the biggest Balei Machshav of this generation, and he says some very powerful ideas to give us a perspective on what exactly is the tragedy of Shavuos v'Tamis, and indirectly, the way he writes it also gives us perspective on what is Tisha B'Av about, but we're not discussing Tisha B'Av now. And that is as follows. What he does is he says, instead of looking at what happened and struggling to understand what exactly happened, why it happened, better focus what should have happened on this day. So, whole new approach. Don't look at Shavuos v'Tamis and Tisha B'Av as days that we mourn what happened. That's what we're taught in kindergarten. That's what we're taught as adults even. What happened on these days? We look at all the items. We look, count them. Five things happened on Shavuos v'Tamis. Five things happened on Tisha B'Av. We study, we analyze. Each one is a lesson in of itself. You give a shiur in each one. You have to do teshuvah. You have to change your whole perspective on life. It's very nice. It's true. But you know something? Let's forget we ever went to kindergarten. Let's have a fresh approach to understand Shavuos v'Tamis and Tisha B'Av. Let's focus on what should have happened on that day and did not. It all started with Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai with the Luchos in his hand. That's what happened on Shavuos v'Tamis. Moshe gave us the Torah, Kibul Torah Mi Sinai when? On Vav Sivan. everyone in Klal Yisrael was present and heard Hashem say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem gave over to us the Aseres Hadibrois. We were all there. But the Aseres Hadibrois wasn't tangible. It was Dibur. The Torah Shebichsav has to be, you got to be able to touch it. Moshe went to Shemayim. He was Mekabel the Luchois. V'haluchois Ma'asei Elokim Heima. V'hamichtav Michtav Elokim. It was a tangible koyach of Kabbalah Sata. It solidified Matan Torah. Moshe comes down from the mountain. Shivasa B'Tammuz was meant to be the day when we would have been as a nation Mikabel the Luchois Rishonos. That was what was supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen on this day. We would have been Mikabel from the Ribbono Shel Olam the Luchois Rishonos, the Luchos Ma'asei Elokim v'hamichtav Michtav Elokim. But you know what happened? It didn't happen. That's what Shavasa B'Tammuz is all about. The fact that we blew it, we're not Mekabel the Luchos. So let's put this in perspective. Okay, we blew the Luchos Rishonos. So what happened? We got a replacement. What was the replacement? The Luchos Shnios. The Luchos Shnios is a far cry. It's a far cry from the Luchos Rishonos. It's a far cry. Because the Luchos Shnios, Moshe, Psolcha, it was regular, ordinary stone. No different than any stone you'll find in any mountain. Moshe quarried the stone, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he etched the words. That's holy. But the stone, and by the way, the words that Hashem etched, it's hollow. It's not even tangible. It's through and through. But the tangible matter of the Luchos, it's earthly.
That was a nace.
By the second Luchos also. Shaila, it was Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuris. Let's not. No, not so simple. Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuris. Was it Ksav Ashuris? Ksav Ivri?
Oh, but the end of that anywhere was...
No, that's only Ksav Ashuris. Only Ksav Ashuris. Not so. Who says the Luchos Shnius was Ksav Ashuris? Maybe Ksav Ivri. Mm-hmm. Not so simple. It's not the point we want to make. The point over here is, it was not... we were Mekabel the Luchos Shnius replacement. When were we Mekabel the Luchos Shnius? When? Yom Kippur. Wow. That's quite a day. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. Okay, Yom Kippur with Mamalachi Hashores. Yom Kippur, Hashem does for us what He does for no nation in the world. He forgives us. No one in the world has a gift where the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Klal Yisrael Yom HaKippurim, Solachti Kidvorecha. That passed by the Meraglim, but we use it on that's not real. That's not real. On Yom Kippur, you don't need to eat. You don't need to eat. You're a malach. There's no holier day in the year than Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol goes where no man has gone before. Lefnai v'lefnim. The Kodesh HaKodoshim. The day is awesome. Oyoim v'kodosh. Why is it awesome? It's the day we were mekabel, the ultimate gift. Yom Kippur has everything to do with Kabbalas Luchos Shnios. We forget about it. Some people don't even know what happened today. You know, today's Yom Kippur. What happened today? I don't know. The only reason why Yom Kippur is the day of Yom Slicha Umechila is because we were Mekabel the Luchos Shnios. The whole Yom Kippur is built on the foundation of it's a wonderful day. Now, boys, I think about it. If this day is Oyoim V'Kodosh, because we were Mekabel the Luchos Shnios, could you even begin to fathom how holy Shavasa B'Tammuz would have been had we been mekabel the luchos rishonos. The sanctity of the luchos rishonos is infinitely greater than the luchos shnios. Infinitely greater. Can you fathom what kind of day Shavuos Batamuz would have been? Yom Kippur, we tzitter from Yom Kippur. You have to work 40 days to get ready for Yom Kippur. And with all of the beauty and all of the holiness of Yom Kippur, what it's all about, wow, right, everyone, unbelievable. And that's Luchos Shnios. Could you even begin to imagine what Shavuos Batamuz was meant to be for Klal Yisrael? Had we been the Kabbal of the Luchos? What? What?
Pesach Sheni compared
to
Pesach Rishon.
You can't compare. No comparison. So, it's a tragic day. It's a tragic day, as Moshe Shapira says, not because of what happened, what should have happened. And everything that we thus do to reflect on what should have happened is what we observe on Shavuos Batamuz. Now look at all five things, and it has an entirely new meaning. The sharing of the luchos. I mean, that's where it all starts. Moshe comes down from Shemayim, the first thing, with the luchos. We're supposed to be mekabelit. Instead of being mekabelit, it's broken into smithereens. Okay, so we're not mourning. We're not mourning that it was broken. We're mourning we didn't get it. It's a different type of mourning. We always think of the luchos, oh, terrible, we had these beautiful luchos. Wow, we had these luchos, they were in the box, right? And look what happened. Tragedy was shot. No, that's not the tragedy. The tragedy is we were so close. We were so close to getting it. And because we did the egel, it was not given to us. It was shattered to prevent us from receiving it. Totally different perspective. Let's go to the Tamid. What's the Tamid? What about the Oila, the Chatos, the Shlamim, the Ketores, the Halakas Haneros? The list goes on and on and on. There's only one korban that was offered at Matan Torah. When Hashem spoke, gave us the Torah, and we have to also appreciate, the Luchos is the Hashlama, is the Gemar of Matan Torah. What does it say in the Pasuk on Rosh Chodesh? Oilas Tamid, Hoasuya Behar Sinai. When Hashem gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, they offered a carbon. We forget about this. What carbon do we offer? The Oilas Tamid. They didn't offer Ketores. They didn't light a menorah. They didn't bring a shlamim. That was later. The shlamim was later. They didn't offer a chatos. Oilas tamid is a pasuk in the Torah. The oilas tamid ho'asuya that was offered behar Sinai. Shavuos Batamuz is the day when we blew it. It was meant to be the day when we were mekabel the luchos, which contained the words of what was said to us on Har Sinai. So when we want now to be mishtatef in the tsar, we want to connect to the pain of what did not happen, that we did not get those words in writing on the that were given on Har Sinai and the luchos, we can pick 100 things to commemorate on Shavuos Batamuz. Go the calendar, you'll find a million things to commemorate. No. It's laser focused. We're coming to commemorate the Bittul HaTamid. Because the Bittul HaTamid reminds us of Har Sinai. Our failure to solidify Kabbalah Satorah. Next thing, the walls were breached. What was the most significant element of Har Sinai? This doesn't really say this. I'm really adding to this, but I think I saw this somewhere else. What does it really say about what was the biggest mitzvah that Hashem tells Moshe again, again, again? And Hashem says to Moshe, Hashem, you told me already. A broken record. How many times you got to tell this to me? Hagbalah. Hagbeles on the Kidashtoi. I want you to build a fence around the mountain. Barriers. There are two points a hagbala. There are two elements. When you make a fence, you make a fence to keep what's inside inside and to keep what's outside outside. We always look at hagbala in reference to no one should come near the mountain. No one should go up the mountain. There's more than that. The kiddush of the mountain is contained. Hagbala sahar. The Torah that I'm giving you is not for the world. This is a private party here. Hagbala sahar. I'm giving you the Torah. Don't take the Torah and just take it into the street and be mezalzel. It has to be contained in a degree of sanctity called kivuda basmelech penima. Hagbal is a very complex principle. Yerushalayim has a wall around it. Why does it have a wall around it? Because we're afraid of the enemy? It's not going to make a difference. Enemy has drones, they have airplanes, they have satellites, they have kites, and they have all these crazy... Walls don't do very much. The wall is more of a symbol. Yerushalayim is the Mokim Hashras Hashchina. The whole Yerushalayim is one big Maimed Har Sinai. Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah, Soira, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Tzion Yerushalayim is the Har Sinai. Ki Mitzion Teitze Soira. And what when Hashem gave us the Torah, Moshe, don't forget over and over again all the drush, Hagbeles Ohar Diki Dashtoi. When the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, this is a painful reminder, our failure to solidify, to close up Kabbalah Satorah. Shiva also B'Talmud was meant to be the grand finale of Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe, Hashem spoke to us. Moshe's coming down now with the Luchos. It was meant to be the Gemar of Kabbalah Satorah through the Kabbalah of the Luchos. But we did the Egel, we blew it. We didn't get the Luchos. The Tomei that was offered by Kabbalah Satorah is gone. The whole Inyan of Hagbalah, which was a chalik of the Kabbalah Satara, gone. The walls were breached. The walls being breached is a painful reminder of Matan Torah, our failure to listen to Hashem, Hagbel Esahar V'kidash. They see, Hashem was really right. Hashem says, Hashem says to Moshe, there's a myth of Hagbalah. Build a wall around the Torah. Protect it. Cherish it. So Moshe says to Klaishel, then Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, tell them Hagbalah. And Moshe says, I told them already. No, tell them again. Why should I tell them again? Trust me, tell them again. Guess what? We didn't listen. We still didn't get it. Hashem told us Hagbalah. We broke the walls. Our sins broke the walls. We didn't listen. Hashem told us many, many times.
Thomas could have been a higher madriga than Yom Kippur. We should fast on Shavuos Matamas even when it comes down on Shabbos like Yom Kippur.
No, Chazal, it's not halacha. It's a god and halacha. Aschalta de paranusa. No, even if the Jewish, this is not my Jewish, even if the Jewish is 100% correct, there's not a contradiction. Shabbos is Shabbos. It's not a kasha. Okay, so then, and the other ones are very simple. What do we have left? We have left the burning of the Torah. And what more do you want? Aspasianus, this Roman governor, he burned the Torah. Why? That's the only thing that happened? There are many tragedies. Yeah, because the burning of the Torah basically means we don't have the Torah. We lost out. The Kabbalah Satorah was not, and what was the fifth one? The Talmud, the breaching of the walls, the Luchos, the burning of the Torah, and... And what? The Tzelem. Oh, so this is the Tzelem Nehechel. So this is what he says, something very, very fascinating. Very, very fascinating. Rav Meir Shapiro. He explains this, he needs a little more background. He says, he's not the only one who says this idea. This idea is, I mean, he's building upon Yisoid. When Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu the 40 years in the desert, two things we have to understand. That is considered to be a continuation of Har Sinai. Har Sinai, Hashem gave Moshe the Rosh Prokin. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos, the Aseres Hadibros. And the Aseres Hadibros was put into the Luchos. But that's only Aseres Hadibros. What about Tayag Mitzvahs? I know you're going to tell me, Rav Sadia Gaon tells you that every one of the Aseres, the Tayag Mitzvahs is Merumas in each one of the Aseres Hadibros. That's absolutely true. But for the 40 years in the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept on continuing to elaborate. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. How many times does it say in the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar? Every time it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, this is a continuation of Kabbalah Satorah. Continuation of Har Sinai. The only difference though is, Har Sinai now has been transferred to a new location. Where is the new location? The Ohel Moed. It says in the Pasuk, when Moshe went into the Ohel Moed, he took off the masveh, the mask, and he spoke to Hashem. And then when Moshe received the new halach from Hashem, he comes out of the Ohel Moed, he puts on the masveh, and he gives over to Klal Yisrael the new halacha. The Ohel Moed became the Har Sinai. Became the extension, became the Shechina. When Hashem did for the whole Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, now was transferred to the Ohel Moed, and where Hashem continued to relay Kabbalah Satorah. When Menashe went and put a tselem in the Heichal is the Ohel Moed. In essence, what was he doing? He nuked Har Sinai. The Ohel Moed is the continuation of Har Sinai. Can you imagine you find Har Sinai and you go and you ignite a nuclear bomb on Har Sinai? There should be no Zecher. There should be no Zecher there was ever a Matan Torah. No one should one day come along and say, like Kabbalah Satorah denial. They have Holocaust denial, Kabbalah Satorah denial. How do we make sure we have Kabbalah Satorah denial? Maybe there are artifacts on Har Sinai. Maybe there's a Zecher. So we'll nuke it. So there shouldn't be a Har Sinai. So therefore, there's no Har Sinai. There was never Kabbalah Satorah. What?
That's not logical and there's no Kedusha.
Correct. I'm just saying words. But Ohel Moed does have Kedusha. And the Ohel Moed is the new, Ohel Moed was the new Har Sinai. This is Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. By Menashe, or according to some in the Bayesheni, taking a tselem, an idol, and putting it there where the Ribbono Shel Olam is, Hashem says, there's not enough room in this little space for me and you. So you know what? You could have it. I'm out of here. I don't need this. I don't have it. That's exactly what Menashe wanted to do. Ribbono Shel Olam, go home. We're not interested. He destroyed Har Sinai. The Ohel Moed, the Heichal is Har Sinai. He destroyed Har Sinai. He destroyed the Hemshech, the continuation of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. So Chazal, if they wanted to, according to Rav Moshe Shapiro, they probably could have picked 100 different things that happened, that didn't happen, all surrounding Shavuos B'Tammuz. That's not what they're trying to do. They're not trying to be historians and go pick events that happened on this day. There's one thing only that happened on this day. One thing. It's what did not happen. It was supposed to happen. It was supposed to be the Gemar of Kabbalah Satorah. That's what was supposed to happen. And we blew it. We blew it big time. We blew it. And therefore Chazal said, how can we remind the Olam, the Tzibur, that we blew, the day could have been a really magnificent day. Whatever you think Yom Kippur is, Shavuos B'Tammuz could have been infinitely greater than Yom Kippur. How could we remind the Olam of your loss? Well, let's start with the Luchos. Okay, I mean, that's where it all started. I mean, that's what was meant, the Gemara, the Luchos. No Luchos. The Tamid. Oilas Tamid, Hoasuya, Bahar Sinai. There was only one mitzvah the Klal Yisrael had to do in preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. One mitzvah. Hagdel Esahar V'ki Dashtoi. Build a fence around Har Sinai. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh has a wall. That's the Hagbalah. And all of this, the rich symbolism of the wall means, the wall doesn't just mean a defense mechanism, because today we all know it's a joke to have a wall as a defense mechanism. Even though Trump is fighting for the wall, there's something to it. Let's not laugh about it. The wall is definitely, it saved the narrative. It's true. You know how many lives? Countless lives have been saved because of the wall that separates us from them. It's not a joke. But in Yerushalayim, it's much richer than just physical protection. It's Hagbalah, Har Sinai. Aspastionis burned the Sefer Torah. That's right. Practically speaking, Torah has been taken away from us. We've been denied our Torah. We've been denied the Kabbalah Satorah. And the last thing, I keep on forgetting, what was the last thing?
The Tzelem.
The Oil Moed. The Oil Moed is the recreation, Ledoyrois, of Har Sinai. How could it be that our king has destroyed it? It's all the same Yisoid. And now, as a preview for Tisha B'Av, what is Tisha B'Av then? When you follow this thought of reasoning, this changes, or what he says next is really a tremendous chiddush off the charts to say this. If you ask the average person, what is the significance of Tisha B'Av? What are they going to tell you? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right? That's what they're going to tell you. According to Rav Moshe Shapiro, when you follow this pattern of thought, that's not what it's about. It's really not what it's about. What was supposed to happen on Tisha B'Av? What was supposed to happen on Tisha B'Av? It was supposed... That's when the Meraglim came back and gave over the report. It was meant to be the day when Klal Yisrael was going to say, we are Mikabel Hashem's gift of Eretz Yisrael. It's like Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdolis, you have a big gevir, philanthropist, he gives an institution $1 billion, and they have this big ceremony, a gigantic check, right, you've all seen, and the philanthropist goes to the CEO of the company, here is $1 million for your institution, all the cameras are clicking, and the CEO, Baruch Hashem, you gave us this check, if not for this, we wouldn't survive another day. Klal Yisrael was poised on Tisha B'Av to say, Baruch Hashem, thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And instead, what do they do on this day?
Right.
No thank you. No thank you. The Chorban Beis HaMikdash is just a means of reflecting. I have to develop this to show you how. It's not for today. The reflecting on, we blew it. Don't focus on what happened. Rav Moshe Shapiro shows. Focus on what is supposed to have happened and did not happen. And all of the five items is the way Chazal, their tools, they're giving us to reflect upon in order to appreciate what should have been and did not happen. And it changes our perspective that Tisha B'Av is not so much about the Beis HaMikdash, it's about our lack of appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. That's a big chiddush. It's quite a chiddush. Shivas B'Tammuz is also a tremendous chiddush, but it's not, anyway, we're focusing on the Luchas. So it's, you know, he's just changing the perspective. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, he's changing everything. All of the graphic artists who work in marketing and are making posters for Tisha B'Av have to change their artwork from the Beis HaMikdash to Yerushalayim to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, because that's really what it's all about. It's very bechiddush, and it's a very beautiful vart from Moshe Shapiro.
Real phenomenal. It was very big for me to take it. It's clear to everything.